Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Taz Racing Kennel Talk, where we discuss the week's events in Tasmanian Greyhound Racing. I'm Matt Reed for TazRacing.com.au, joined by Greyhound expert Brennan Ryan. How are you, Brennan?
Matt, good to hear from you. We're into our second week of racing. We're banking on plenty of information. From what we've seen at Hobart on Thursday, the runners that were at their peak prior to the shutdown have really hit full straps once again. So there's indications showing that we're going to have some star runners to follow in the next couple of months.
Well, we have really seen some dogs pick up where they left off prior to the shutdown. We might start our discussion with one of those dogs being Amy Cora, who's won twice in the last week, the first of which was last Thursday night in Hobart. She's now won 11 of her 14 starts and over 25,000 in prize money.
Oh, a fantastic little bitch for Debbie Cannon. She's a winner of the Maiden 1000 earlier this year and, you know, unbeaten at Devonport at Hobart now with 6 wins from 6 starts. Her times on Thursday night were impressive. I mean, going 5.06 to the first mark, 11.19, she's just simply airborne, and coming away to run an incredible 25.82 is just an excellent run at that track.
And backed it up with another resounding performance in Devonport on Tuesday.
Yeah, the run at Devonport, look, when she first went to Devonport, I think she was just inexperienced in just with her maturity, and she wasn't that comfortable when she first started there, but she's really come of age, and clocking 25.41 off the coveted red box was just great to watch. And I think, you know, when she comes to Launceston, I think we'll see a lot more of an improvement there. But, you know, everything indicates she's simply back better than possibly ever anyway. So,
well, punters have certainly gotten hold of her. She wasn't much of a price in Devonport on Tuesday. But just jumping back to Hobart, the meeting on 18th of June, one runner which did catch your eye was Dashing George, who won in a time of 26.25 and won race 7 over 461 metres at a nice price of $7.50.
Not a bad little type for a trainer, Mick Pearce at Dysart. Looking a nice little greyhound by Magic Sprite out of Tobago Dancer. And look, he started off his career well. When I say well, he was progressing pretty nicely. And that run on Thursday night, clocking 26.25, it just indicates that there's hopefully more to come. And I'd like to see him when he steps out at Devonport. He's backed up on Thursday, this coming Thursday night, dropping back to 340. That'll be interesting to watch, but I'd like to see him when he heads to the other tracks in the next month or so. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, it was a huge 12-race card in Hobart last Thursday night. I'm sure you were able to pick out a few for listeners to put into their Form Plus Black Book. Can you give us a couple there?
I was pretty happy with the first race there on Thursday night, another one from Debbie Cannon, a dog by the name of Siberia. He's quite a big dog, around about 34 kilos. He came away to win pretty nicely. He's a runner to follow. And then we head out to Connected. He's a well-performed dog for Ted Medhurst. He dropped back to 340 starting off since the resume of racing, and he was pretty impressive off box 4. And then Classy Lady was a debutante for trainer Nick Howard. She's a nice little greyhound, a well-bred little type. I think her bet, it'd be interesting if she can get it as far as 400 metres, but I think it would be a nice little, prospect for the kennel, and hopefully she'll go forward and make some bounds for him.
Perfect. So into the black book, out of the Hobart meeting, Siberia, Connected and Classy Lady. We went to Launceston on Monday night, and the second meeting back from the return, as it was for the first one, Brennan, the majority of races were over the 278 metres. But one of the two races that wasn't was the eighth over 515 metres, where Handsome Prince, trained by your dad, Pat, backed up a win in Devonport last Tuesday with his fourth career win. And I understand the time put him up alongside some of the fastest greyhounds to ever run around the Launceston 515.
Yes, 25.38 was just simply airborne. I mean, he wasn't the fastest away at the start, but you see him when he gets down along the rail, he just showed great acceleration, and his perseverance was just incredible through that first turn. And then he was motoring down the back, running 17.46, which is just airborne. And then he's come away, you know, running 20, 9:38, and I, you know, it was astonishing when it flashed up on the clock. But it, like as you were saying there, with the time standards, it's only an elite field. Darmac was a dog that could run 29:40. Buckle Up Wes 29:33, and the track record holder is Zylie or Allen at 29:09. And you know, there's still other dogs on the list there. Amy Cora can do 29:48, but to be amongst that little field like that, and he's only just gone two, so he's going to be interesting when he finally hits maturity. It's going to be an impressive dog to follow, that's for sure.
Well, you touched on it there. I imagine running a time like that at this stage of his preparation, you just must be really excited as to where he can get to.
Yeah, look, his record, he's won it. He can handle both tracks, but I think he'll be more impressive on the circle. We'd like to see him, you know, head into state, but it's a bit hard because he doesn't possess that early speed, but his box manners are improving with time. And look, we're just protecting him with each run. His target, you know, he's got a target later in July with the Shane Yates Memorial Cup, but I think going forward he's just going to be a great dog, and he's a credit to my dad who's put in a lot of effort with this dog to own, bred and training her on the property. So
I'm sure you deserve some credit too there, mate. But of the 278 meter races on the program, the performances of Tin Turn Abbey and Leprechaun Dance caught your eye. But before I get your thoughts, we'll actually hear from trainer Daryl Fitzsimmons, who you spoke to after what would be the first of two winners for him when Tin Turn Abbey won race two on Monday night.
Race two, number 7, Tin Turn Abbey. Daryl Fitzsimmons, a great win tonight.
Yeah, she's finally showed us what she can do.
Yeah.
When she come to us, we purchased her off Glen McKinley in New South Wales. And but when we got her, she was a little bit crook in the bum end, and we fixed her up and we knew what she could do, but she just failed last week due to my error. But yeah, tonight she's put it together.
Oh, she certainly has. Showed great performance. Good little leap pinger, so.
Yeah. Well, she's always been that, but just with her injuries she hadn't been showing that in the form. So we've worked her out. Just got to get her head right now to keep going right through the line.
Well, that's it. You know, onwards and upwards, and hopefully she improves.
Yeah. She hopefully will get her up to 500 eventually, and she'll be a dynamite lid pinger over 500, I think. So,
oh well.
Yeah, we'll see how she goes.
Yeah, terrific, and well done.
That was Daryl Fitzsimmons post-race there. Brennan, you were impressed by the performance.
Yeah, she was just a bit unknown at the last start there. It showed that there was going to be improvement there off that run when she was. Look, it was a seventh placing, but she just done a few things wrong at the start. But she come away from box 7 on Monday night running 5:05 to the first mark, and was just airborne, had a good break on them going through the first turn, and come away to win by a length and a half on the line and running 16:22. I know Daryl's pretty impressed by her, and I'd like to see how she goes through the grade. Leprechaun Dance, I know Robin and Gary Johnson have got very protective over this bitch. She was great in her run the previous week. She just showed that all she had to do was improve. She drew box 8, got a clean run into the turn and come away to run a real good race. And I know the connections are just, you know, they're in awe of her, and they're going to look after her really well as a breeding type going forward when she eventually finishes her racing career.
So Tin Turn Abbey, I know, is one in particular that you're keen to black book from that Launceston meeting. Did you have any others there?
Yeah, Thunder Thrash for Bruce McCoskey. Bruce is a local trainer in Invermay. He only has a small team of dogs. And whenever Bruce comes to a racetrack, you know that they've been well prepared for a meeting. Thunder Thrash had box 8 in the last race on Monday night and did really well in the effort, come away running 16:22, ran 5 dead to the first mark, and the money was right there. It started prior to the jump at $4.40, and I think it paid really well in the end. And look, anything, like I said previously, anything Bruce brings to a racetrack, it's always going to be an interesting thing to watch. The Greyhound will step up to 500 metres next Monday, this coming Monday night. So it'll be interesting how far it can go in the trip. But look, He's just definitely going to be one to follow. Progresses great early speed, which is an asset for any dog, especially around Launceston.
At Devonport, we were on Tuesday. We're recording this on Wednesday. It was great to see 10 races after just the six at their first meeting back. We already discussed the win of Amy Cora, but it was a car not lacking in talent, and Ava Wine and Like a Prayer continue their good form in particular since the racing resumption.
Yeah, Ava Wine, another one for my dad, and another great member of the SA Tabatar Sea Blues girl litter. He ran a great time at 25.32, was slow away at the start, but my, he showed great acceleration. He hit the corner with great speed, and his sectionals were strong, and he's come away running 25.32. 12.79, the great second sectional split, and he still had plenty in the tank. He was only just warming up as he came into the home straight. So I think there's indications. You know, we know he's a 500-metre dog. He's run 29.81 at Launceston. I'd like to see him eventually down the track over 5.80 at Devonport, because I think it would really suit him. The track he likes, well, he can perform at any track, but I'd like to see him over a bit more ground in the future.
And Like a Prayer now, 10 of her 15 wins have come in Devonport. She just absolutely loves the track up there, of course. Ran second in the Group 3 Devonport Chase in early December.
She's a great little member of the litter of the Die and the Double One, Like a Comet litter. She's trained by Gillian Stanford, who's no stranger to greyhound racing. Her and her husband Richard prepared 3 Hobart 1000 winners over their time as trainers. And this little girl, she's a track specialist at Devonport. When she's on the inside and she's at level with them at the jump, there's not many greyhounds in Tasmania that can go with her. And I'd like to see her at when the next Devonport Chase comes up this year in November. She's going to be a greyhound that's going to be hard to toss when it comes to this series, I tell you.
Absolutely. Well, let's have a look at the Hobart program Thursday night, 25th of June. We've got another 10 races. It's been a very wet Hobart. I know you're based in the north of the state, Brennan, but where I am down here in Hobart, it's basically rained non-stop across Monday and Tuesday. That was enough for the abandonment of the thoroughbred trials, which were meant to be held in Hobart. So we might have a bit of a wet surface, but I trust you've done the form and you might have a few for us to follow.
Yeah, I've got 3 to follow throughout the 10 race card. In race 1, I've gone with Classy Lady again. She's looking to line up for a winning hat trick off Box 7 for Nick Howard. There's one thing I want punters to take a note of. Nick's got 4 runners in the race. He's got 2 debutants there. One in box 2 called Pretty Boy Roy and box 4 Roy's Rocket. They're coming through the grade pretty well. Their trials are not too bad. I know that the Howards were pretty, you know, interested to see how they go. And they come from a great. This is the first litter by Jouster, who was a dual Oaks winner. She won the Oaks at Launceston and the Country Oaks at Devonport. And this is the first litter to hit the track by my bro Fabio. So they'll be ones to follow out of the race. But I think Classy Lady, she should have the early speed. It's not an overly strong field. She should be hard to beat.
And in the next race, I think you're keen on Savage Victor.
It's going from box 6, I think, look, there's nothing that can go with him early. Box 6 over 340 is not an overall great draw, but he's a dog that can... who can really, he can begin well. The one dog, Fairy Tale Youth, as we know, won at Launceston on Monday night. She's the danger if Savage Victor can't get away, but I think Savage Victor, if he levels up, it's going to it'll be too strong for the race.
So we'll hopefully get the cash early in the first 2 races, but not that I'm saying it won't happen, but just in case things don't go to plan in the first 2 races, Brennan, have you got something for us a little bit later in the program?
Look, I've got one coming up in race 9, a bitch called Cheese Apprentice. She's trained by Ricky Martin at Rosevale. Cheese Apprentice is a former winner of the Hobart Breeders' Classic. A very good bitch, a litter sister actually to Like a Prayer, and Cheese Apprentice has been in great form. She's won 9 of 19, she's unbeaten, 1 from 1 over the track and distance from 1959. She's going to start odds on, but she's the safest bet of the program out of that race. And I think, she was 4th to Like a Prayer at the last start. That was a bit tough. She got knocked around at the start, but if she's right and ready to go, she should step well. And if she can get a clear run at them, she'll put a break on and hopefully run well up to her personal best, that's for sure.
So the three for you in Hobart Thursday night. Race one, number 7, Classy Lady. Race two, number 6, Savage Victor. And race 9, number 2, She's a Princess. Looking a little bit further down the track, Brennan, we've got a few key feature races coming up in Launceston, the Distance Championship and Hobart Breeders' Classic. Heat's not too far away.
Yeah, the Launceston Distance Championship, it's a race that, look, at this time of the year, we're coming out of the shutdown. There's going to be not many dogs that'll be ready for this. It's a 600-metre hint, and then they back up into a 700-metre final a week later. So I reckon we'll be very lucky to get the series off the ground. I hope it does. But the main event coming up for the month is the Hobart Breeders' Classic, which is a time-honoured race, as I was talking about just a little while ago with the previous winner, She's a Princess. The heats kick off on the 11th of July, and then we go into the semis on the 16th, and then a week later on the 23rd. It's always proven to be a great series, and always pups that, you know, the winners are always the ones that progress, but there's always a few that are in the minor placings that make greyhounds to follow, and it's always a nursery to produce some talented sprinters, especially being bred here in Tasmania.
Well, there's plenty to look forward to. Great to see full fields, particularly in Devonport on Tuesday. 10 races in Hobart on Thursday night and another 10 races in Launceston on Monday night. You'd be really happy with how sort of things have recommenced in the Tasmanian greyhound industry, just broadly at your involvement, particularly at the race meetings you've attended, Brennan?
Yeah, Matt, look, participants have, they're very grateful to be having racing back, their routines are back to normal. From what I can intake, a lot of the dogs are coming back quite a few of them have, as we noted, are right at their peak. The tracks are in great condition. I think, going forward, we're in the middle of winter now. The tracks will, be in great shape still going forward, and there'll be plenty of runners. And I think we'll see, I think we'll still see some good quality racing as we head towards into the, we'll head into the warmer period coming towards, November, December sort of thing. But there's still plenty going on. And, there's never enough action. We've still got 3 meetings, plenty of trials, and, hopefully some good talent coming through.
Too much racing's barely enough for anyone, I think, in Tassie, particularly after the last few months. Look, really appreciate your insight this week, Brennan. A few black bookers to follow for future meetings, as well as those runners in Hobart tomorrow night. Look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Matt, as always, it's a pleasure, and look forward to the meetings to come.